Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for our lesson, Mathalicious. All right, we're going to be talking about math and how it can be made fun. It can be an interesting subject. Why do I say that? Because many people think that math is not interesting. Well, what about you? Do you think math is interesting or not? And why, Carolyn?
Well, I do think math is very interesting. It wasn't a subject that I was always very good at, but I really enjoyed it, and I actually took advanced math classes in high school when I could have taken something else.
Wow, that is really good, because I did not take any advanced math classes. I enjoyed some of my math classes. I, too, thought they were interesting, even though I wasn't very good at math. I'm not good with numbers or doing math problems, but I did find the problems kind of interesting. However, I know that many people have different thoughts about math. Let's get started with the first reading of today's lesson, Mathalicious.
Mathalicious. Getting students interested in math by asking better questions. Former middle school math teacher Karim Kai Ani often faced a classroom full of bored students. But he couldn't get upset because he agreed with them. The lessons really were boring. That's why he became a math coach, a job that allowed him to help other teachers design better lessons. Then, in 2009, he founded the math teaching website Mathalicious so he could devote himself completely to designing lessons. Unlike lessons in traditional math textbooks, Mathalicious lessons ask open-ended math questions with real-life applications.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Have you ever sat in math class and just thought to yourself, "I'm bored"? I'm sure you have. In this month's technology article, we'll learn all about a new tool for math teachers that can help them to liven up lessons. But first, here are your key words. Devote. Devote is the verb. Mrs. Jones has devoted herself to creating fun and interesting history lessons. Application. Application is a noun. Jenny was glad that the papers she wrote in college had many applications to her first job. Burn off. Burn off is an idiom. After eating a big holiday meal, Tracy went for a walk to burn off some of the desserts she had eaten. Inspire. Inspire is a verb. Seeing his favorite musician in concert turned Jacob into an inspired piano player. Now let's get started with the article.
Great. Well, let's get started with Mathalicious. There's something kind of special about that title. Carolyn, what does this word mean? Is this even a real word?
Well, it is a made-up word. It is not something you would find in the dictionary, but it takes the word math and the word delicious, so something that you really enjoy, and puts the two words together, so it is Mathalicious. It is very fun math.
All right, well, maybe you can think about combining other words with the word delicious, something that you don't normally enjoy, and then adding alicious. It might make it easier to enjoy. Well, let's get started. The first thing we read here is getting students interested in math by asking better questions. And that's true. Sometimes you might get someone interested in something by asking good questions about it.
That's right. If you make interesting questions, then the topic will also be more interesting. And we see former middle school math teacher Karim Kai Ani often faced a classroom full of bored students. So here is a math teacher at a junior high school, and his students are very bored.
That's right. It seems like he's facing a challenge here. We continue, but he couldn't get upset because he agreed with them. The lessons really were boring. But wait, he's a math teacher and he thinks the lessons are boring?
Yeah, it seems like even the teacher thought that the lessons were boring, so he couldn't be upset with the students. Now, I think Steve and Ken have some information they'd like to share with us in the info cloud about this word boring.
You might get a little bored when you hear what we're about to say, but I think it's important to know the difference between bored and boring.
I hope nobody is feeling bored right now, because today's lesson is not boring at all.
No, it's not. Okay, bored should be used when describing how a person feels, as in, I'm bored, or she feels bored. Boring, however, is used to describe things other than people. For example, that movie was boring, or that book is really boring.
Now, if you say, I'm boring, then you're saying you're a boring person. You make others bored.
And this is the same with excited and exciting. Sometimes I hear English learners say, that made me very exciting, or I feel exciting. Remember, adjectives with the ing suffix should be reserved to describe things, not people.
So I guess we can say if it ends with ing, then use it to describe things, not people.
That's a great rule, Ken.
Hey, that was an interesting lesson.
And I hope nobody felt bored.
Boring 跟 bored 要分清楚。Bored 是用来表示个人的感受。I'm bored. She feels bored. 她觉得很无聊。Boring 通常是形容事物。That's a boring book. 今天的课文讲到这位中学的数学老师，他常常面对 a classroom full of bored students, 一整班感到无聊的学生。可是他没办法生气，因为他跟学生有同感。The lessons really were boring. 课程真的够无聊。Excited 跟 exciting 也是一样。Excited 是形容个人的感受。I am so excited. 我感到很兴奋。Exciting 形容事物。What an exciting movie. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. That was interesting information, not boring at all. Well, we continue learning about Karim Kai Ani. He thought that some lessons were boring in math, so we continue. That's why he became a math coach, a job that allowed him to help other teachers design better lessons. Let's talk about the difference there between a coach and a teacher. What do you know about this, Carolyn?
Well, a coach is someone who leads a team, and a teacher is someone who teaches in a classroom. So it sounds like his job has changed a little bit. Instead of teaching students, he is helping teachers to become better math teachers and coaching them or giving them advice on how to make their lessons more interesting.
That's right. He's a great guy. Then in 2009, as we continue, he founded the math teaching website Mathalicious so he could devote himself completely to designing lessons. Okay, so it seems like his career completely changed. He was a teacher. Now he is a coach and he designs lessons.
That's right. And in this sentence, we see the key word devote. If you devote your life to something, then you give your life to it. Mm-hmm. That is where you spend all of your time.
Okay, maybe you don't want to devote your life to something, but maybe you can devote your time to something a little smaller. Like, this weekend, I need to devote a couple of hours to finishing my homework. My math homework. I need to devote some time to my math homework.
Or you should devote some time to studying English. You should practice at least 10 minutes a day to keep your English skills up to par, to keep them sharp.
Good idea. Well, we continue. Unlike lessons in traditional math textbooks, Mathalicious lessons ask open-ended math questions with real-life applications. There's a lot in that sentence. Let's talk about open-ended questions. What are those?
Well, if something is open-ended, then it doesn't have a right or wrong answer. It's something that you need to really think about. What might the answer be? Maybe do some research to figure out what the question is really trying to get to.
That's right. I also think maybe the answer is not simply a yes or a no. Maybe an open-ended question will start with the word how or why. Well, we have a key word right there. It is application. Let's take a look at that. An application is something that can apply to your life, how you use something.
Right, so a real-life application is something that you can use every day, not just once in a while. And it's really great because a lot of people wonder, oh, well, math, how am I going to use this later in my life? So if you have real-life applications for open-ended math questions, math is suddenly a very interesting subject if you thought it was boring before.
Mm-hmm. And there are many ways math can be applied to lots of careers. Well, right now it's time for us to watch a special video about Mathalicious, and then we'll go and join Michelle in the language lab.
According to a Raytheon study, 61% of middle school students say they would rather take out the garbage than do their math homework. For them, math isn't just a chore, it's worse. If you ask students why they dislike math so much, they'll say, I don't know what it means and when I'll ever use it. Mathalicious is rewriting math around real-world topics. We provide classroom teachers with lessons that allow them to teach standards-based math using real-world topics that students care about, from the NBA to the iPad, to the odds of finding life on other planets. Instead of teaching fractions and percents, teachers get to teach, is Wheel of Fortune rigged? Instead of just proportions, they're asking, do people with small feet pay too much for shoes? And should Nike charge by weight? Exponential decay? How is the iPod depreciated over time? When teachers teach using Mathalicious lessons, not only are they teaching more standards in less time, but they're doing it in a way that allows them to have the kinds of conversations with their students that they got into teaching to have in the first place. I was a middle school math teacher for a number of years and really struggled. Teaching is hard. I realized that many of the challenges that we teachers face, from classroom management to disengaged students, stem directly back to the content that we're teaching. It's dry, it's irrelevant, it's boring to students, and it doesn't need to be like that. I started Mathalicious to give teachers an alternative. On a recent survey, 95% of teachers said their students enjoy Mathalicious lessons. You couldn't get 95% of teachers to say that their students enjoy lunch, and even more importantly, 97% said it makes their students better problem solvers. And 71% of teachers said they enjoy their jobs more when they teach Mathalicious lessons. Happier teachers, smarter students. As a former classroom teacher myself, I know how hard teachers work and how busy they are. At Mathalicious, we provide them with everything they'll need to teach the lesson effectively, from a student handout to a multimedia presentation with the audio and the video, to a lesson guide that highlights typical misconceptions and how they can address them. We put teachers in a position to engage their students with conversations that are really interesting and teach math at the same time. When teachers use Mathalicious lessons, students don't feel like they're just learning math, but they're using math to learn about the world. Because at the end of the day, math is not a set of skills to learn, memorize, and regurgitate. Mathematics is a tool that we humans developed to explore the world around us. And that's what Mathalicious does.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 open-ended 这个形容词。Open-ended 是指开放式的，没有预设目标或结论的。例如 ,the meeting has an open-ended agenda. 这个会议没有特定的讨论议题。 或者是 This open-ended task requires independent thinking and the ability to solve problems. 这个可以自由发挥的任务需要独立思考跟解决问题的能力。继续我们看的是 application 这个名词。application 是指应用或运用。例如 ,there are a lot of practical applications for what the students learned in their physics class. 物理课中学生所学的有很多实际的应用。application 也可以指申请。例如 ,all scholarship applications need to be submitted by this Friday. 所有的奖学金的申请书必须在周五前缴交。
Today we are talking about math and Mathalicious, this great way that turns math from a boring subject for some students into something very interesting. And we've learned about today a math coach who helps teachers to make their lessons more interesting with this program. He devoted himself to math and making it interesting for others. Well, we still have some more to learn about Mathalicious in our second reading today.
Mathalicious. For example, do people with small feet pay more for shoes? How long must a person exercise to burn off a Big Mac?Each lesson includes handouts, a teacher's guide, and a short multimedia presentation. Also, each lesson requires students to use specific math skills included in the Common Core state standards. While the site does offer a handful of free samples, the lessons are based on payment. But for many math teachers, the cost is worth it. Mathalicious gives themthe tools they need to turn bored students into inspired ones.
Before the break, we talked about open-ended questions, and we have some examples here. We read, for example, do people with small feet pay more for shoes? How long must a person exercise to burn off a Big Mac? Well, these are great questions to think about.And they do involve math.
They do, and these are things that you can apply to your everyday life. They have real-life applications. And we see this phrase here, burn off. How long must you exercise to burn off a Big Mac or a hamburger? And if you burn something off, what does that mean, Gabe?
Well, that means maybe you have something on your body or some calories or fat, and you want to get rid of it.So often people exercise to burn off fat, to burn off calories. You get calories by eating, and especially something like a Big Mac or a hamburger might give you a lot of calories. You want to burn those off.
Right, so you want to use all of them up. You want to exercise and use that energy and burn it off. Continuing in the article, we see each lesson includes handouts.A teacher's guide, and a short multimedia presentation. So each lesson has many different parts. It's not just, this is a math problem, please solve it. It's much more interesting.
That's right, you might have a piece of paper, a handout, and also a multimedia presentation. Well, that's kind of a fun word. Multi is many, and there are different kinds of media.You might have a video, that's a medium, or a PowerPoint presentation, that's a kind of media, or some even pictures on a slideshow. Even here at Studio Classroom, you might see some pictures in the background, that's another kind of media. Well, how do we continue?
We see, also, each lesson requires students to use specific math skills included in the Common Core state standards. So there are very specific skills that are being taught in these lessons so that the students are continuing to learn.
That's right, the Common Core state standards, something that everybody must match up to. Well, we continue, while the site does not, or the site does offer a handful of free samples,The lessons are based on payment, so you do need to pay for this wonderful lesson. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
hope you're all doing well today. My name is Liz, and I want to thank you for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. In today's article, we read, while the site does offer a handful of free samples, the lessons are based on payment. That's our grammar tip sentence. Notice how the sentence begins with the word while. Normally, we use while to talk about how two things are happening at the same time. Like, Jim waited in the car while Teresa went to buy coffee. But in the case of today's sentence, while means although. So we can say, although the site does offer a handful of free samples, the lessons are based on payment. Let's have a look at some more example sentences. While cats are generally known to not like water, tigers do enjoy swimming. Or, while tourists are not allowed to walk into the palace gardens are open to the public. Now it's your turn. Try making a sentence using although at the beginning and then change it and practice using while instead. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
So you do have to pay for these lessons. And in our article we see, but for many math teachers, the cost is worth it. Mathalicious gives them the tools they need to turn bored students into inspired ones.
All right, well, let's take a look at that word, inspired. If you are inspired by something, that means you are interested in it, maybe even enough to do something or create something on your own. You are inspired.
And if something is inspired, then it is special and you want to do great things. Well, I think that we might be inspired by watching another video and then joining Michelle in the language lab.
When we turn on the TV, how does what we see affect our well-being? According to University of California psychologist Dr. Keltner, we can measure this using something called the Gen ratio. Every time we witness something negative, we add one to the denominator. Every time we witness something positive, we add one to the numerator. According to Keltner, the higher the ratio, the better off we are. So if the Gen ratio is real, how much are we really able to control our own well-being? And in the face of all this negativity, what can we do to improve not just our own Gen ratio, but everyone else's too?
Peel it back, fuel minds properly, spark intellect, fill minds with the energy of knowledge in this world that we live in, be a vessel of the light, of the truth, of the remedy.
接下来我们看的是 burn off 这个成语。burn off 是指燃烧或烧尽，也可以说 burn up。例如 jogging regularly can burn off excessive calories， 规律的慢跑可以燃烧过多的卡路里。或者是 Pamela went swimming after dinner to burn off the steak and potatoes she had eaten。晚餐之后 Pamela 跑去游泳，消耗掉她吃的牛排跟马铃薯。其实我们看的是 inspire 这个动词， inspire 是指鼓舞、激励或者是激发灵感。例如 My drama teacher inspired me to become an actor， 我的戏剧老师激发我成为一个演员。它的过去分词 inspired 也可以当作形容词，意思是指被某个事物所激发的或所影响的。例如 A Japanese inspired hotel， 一个具有日本风格的旅馆。 And let's see what our teachers are up to。
We're talking about Mathalicious today, and I do wonder if you have ever used math outside the classroom. Carolyn?
I have, and actually it was really fun. When I was in middle school, I was taking an advanced math class, and our teacher taught us a trigonometry equation, this really complicated thing, but...Actually, it was very easy and very fun. We got to go outside and figure out how fast the cars were driving in front of our school by using this math equation.
So you can use math outside the classroom. I have also used math outside the classroom. I went to the market to buy 2 apples for myself and 1 for my friend. I bought 3 apples. I used math. Well, it's time for us to say goodbye, but we hope to see you next time. Join us here at Studio Classroom. See you later.
See you.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Every haunted house in St. Petersburg and the villages round it was pulled to pieces and dug up by treasure hunters. Not boys, but men. The widow Douglas put Huck's money into banks that paid 6%. And Aunt Polly asked Judge Thatcher to do the same with Tom's. So each of the boys was now rich, with a dollar coming to him for every weekday in the year, half a dollar on Sundays. In those simple days, a dollar and a quarter a week was enough for a boy's housing and food and clothes and baths. Judge Thatcher had a very high opinion of Tom.
No ordinary boy,
he said,
would ever have got my daughter out of the cave.
When Becky told her father how Tom had taken her punishment at school, the judge was even more pleased.
Yes,
he said,
Tom told a lie, but it was a splendid lie, a gentleman's lie. I think Tom will be a great lawyer or a great soldier one day. I'll help him to get into the National Military Academy at West Point to be trained as an Army officer, and then into the best law school in America.
Being rich and being looked after by the widow Douglas caused Huck Finn to enter a new world, and his sufferings in it were almost more than he could bear. The widow's servants kept him clean and well-dressed, combed and brushed. They put him to bed every night in a bed with perfectly clean bedclothes that seemed to him unfriendly. He had to eat with a knife and fork. He had to use cups and plates. He had to learn to read. He had to go to church. He had to talk so properly that talking had no color or taste for him.